AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar is stripped of two committee assignments and censured by the House for posting an animated video that depicted him killing Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Democrats say it was a clear threat to Ocasio-Cortez's life. Gosar was unrepentant.
I voluntarily took the cartoon down, not because it was itself a threat, but because some thought it was.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't condone violence, but the censure is an abuse of power.
Democrats won't listen because they will do anything to distract from the failures of one-party rule in 1 year, destroying a nation.
Ocasio-Cortez says example matters. It's time to draw the line.
When we incite violence with depictions against our colleagues, that trickles down into violence in this country.
This is the fourth censure in the House in nearly 40 years. Gosar will be removed from two committees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Biden, at a stop at a GM plant building electric vehicles, says the new infrastructure law and his Build Back Better plan will boost the clean economy and gain ground on China.
We're about to turn that around in a big, big way. We're going to be building again. We're going to be moving again. And folks, when you see these projects starting in your hometowns, I want you to feel the way I feel, pride in what we can do when we're together.
Biden says more than $7 billion in the infrastructure law is aimed at 500,000 electric vehicle chargers. Republicans, even some of those who voted in favor of the infrastructure package, are criticizing Biden for pushing electric vehicle technology at a time when people are having to deal with higher gasoline, heating oil, and natural gas prices. This is AP News. The self-proclaimed QAnon shaman, carrying a spear, bare-chested, horn fur hat, and face paint, has been sentenced to nearly 3.5 years in prison for his role in the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump.
Prosecutors say Jacob Chansley was the public face of the Capitol riot. He's not accused of violence, but he was one of the first to enter the building holding a spear-tipped flagpole. It's one of the longer sentences among 650 people charged in the Capitol 6th riot. Chansley pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said his remorse appeared to be genuine, but noted the seriousness of his actions. His lawyer, Albert Watkins, said his client is in dire need of mental health treatment.
His focus is on, what do I need to do to commence the healing process?
Jennifer King, Washington.
More than 120 of the some 650 people charged in the riot have pleaded guilty, mainly to misdemeanor charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.